Hey everybody. So today for the power of positivity, I really want to talk about something that gives me a lot of personal trouble. The power of positivity isn't about being positive all the time. And it's just a really good way for me to share, to feel like I'm helping someone who might feel the same way I feel. Get through it maybe faster than I did. That would be awesome. If I get to help one person maybe struggle a little less than I've had to struggle, would be fucking awesome. So lately I've been pretty depressed. And for me, so I'm super into zodiac signs. I am into astrology. I don't know too much about astrology, except that I do think that there is a relevance to our zodiac signs and how we react, how we behave. Maybe not react, but act, rather. So one thing that really affects me is loneliness. That's like the biggest thing for me. I don't do very well being alone in my day-to-day personal life. However, I am an introvert, so when I need to heal and recover, I need that time alone, but my person in my life, my significant other, I'm hoping one day, I'll find my soulmate. That person, I can always be around. I'll get strength from them. I know that I'm independent and that I'm fine when I'm alone, but I do feel better when I have that other person. It's like a little piece of me clicks back into place. I want that person that I call when I'm having a really hard day. I want that that support and that love, really. So I've been struggling lately with loneliness. I was sort of in a relationship, and it's actually really been fucking with my head. Basically, I ended up getting rejected, and never really been rejected before. So that was definitely a learning experience for me. And I do try and put a positive spin on everything. So since I was rejected, basically, which I don't like using that word because it really puts a negative spin on the entire situation, and it puts this cloud of negativity over me as a whole, so I'm not really sure what other word to use, but I would like to find another word. So if you have a better one, comment, leave me a message, be like, hey, you weren't rejected, you just were set free, that works for me, maybe. So please share, because kind of having a hard time. Today hasn't been as bad as other days, thankfully. I have spent days just randomly and just in these big sobbing tears, the loneliness, it just really, really cuts into me for some reason. I usually strive very well by myself. If it was just me and my partner and everyone else in the world disappeared, I'd probably be just fine. That'd be pretty perfect, really. Because I am kind of antisocial and stuff. And that's one thing I struggle with is meeting new people. I hate dating sites. I hate apps. I don't like swiping. Don't enjoy meeting new people. I'm very shy at first, so I've been struggling a little bit, but I try and look at it in a positive way. I try and tell myself that it was a learning experience. I did learn more of what I want from this person, not from him specifically, but what I want out of a relationship. I was able to learn more about that. I was able to learn more of what I do not want. So that's good, and that helps me focus so that when I'm meditating and trying to attract the person I do want into my life, I can focus on the things that I do want, and I have a more clear picture of what that is. And that's very helpful, because with the law of attraction, you know, you think it, you feel it, you create it. And so I try not to dwell on the negatives of the relationship. I try and really just find a way to make it into a positive thing, because I want positivity in my life. I don't want negativity. I don't want to keep attracting loneliness or bad relationships or anything like that. So I'm definitely learning from this. And another thing it really helped me with, this relationship, is it got me writing again. And a few years back, I wrote like 200 or 300 pages of a manuscript. I ended up, I still have it. I never did anything with it. I went back and read it, and I was like, oh God, no, I don't think this is any good. And that was probably a lot of negativity. I'm very hard on myself. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, even though I still say that there's no such thing as perfect. So that was like a block that I had that I kind of needed to get over. And so the relationship really helped me kind of break back into writing and like setting my mind free in a way. And so I'm very grateful for that, because I have so many handwritten pages now of things that I could actually turn into a novel, which that idea does scare me a little bit, because it's basically my soul like on paper. And obviously no one wants to put their soul out there and have it rejected or turned away or whatever. So there's that. But I have it now. Like, I have the writing, I have the inspiration, so that's really good. And I have a lot of material that I can work with, and I could turn this into a book. Because I've always wanted to be a writer. I've always wanted to be a novelist, a full-time novelist, actually, like fucking James Patterson. Oh my God. Now his stuff's changed a lot since I first started reading him. But he does so many collaborations with new authors and things like that. It is so cool. Like, I think he's pretty inspirational. He started out in the marketing field and decided it wasn't for him. And when he was like in his 30s or something, he made a career change. Which, it's not so much that I would make a career change. Like, I plan on having multiple businesses, multiple streams of revenue. So, you know, hopefully this relationship actually did open up a new stream of revenue for me. And that's something that I just realized now, talking out loud. And so that's another positive thing that's come from my loneliness, is I might could make money from it. I never thought I'd make money from being lonely. And I don't know. So there's always an upside. Thankfully, I'm starting to feel a little better every day. Kind of putting this person out of my mind. Hopefully that'll get easier. I don't know. So that's a little bit of what I've been going through. That's how I've tried to put a positive spin on everything that's going on in my life, really. I'm trying to create businesses. I'm trying to find my soulmate. Like, I've really taken on like 2 or 3 major life changes all at one time. Like, most people focus on business and then they focus on love, or, you know, vice versa. Well, I decided, you know, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it all at one time. And I would say maybe that's a mistake, but I really don't believe in that. I mean, I'm just following my heart. I'm doing what's true to me, and this is what's true to me. So I'm just gonna keep doing what makes me happy every day. And I absolutely know, especially thank God for the law of attraction, I know that doing what I love is gonna slowly and steadily, like, just bring me the abundance and the dream life that I want, because I'm aligning with spirit. I am really becoming my my true self. Although one thing I'm that kind of like gives me pause is like, if I'm becoming my true self, you know, I hate that I struggle with depression. Like, is that my true self? Or is that just like something that I have to overcome? I'm not really sure about that. I don't want to be a depressed person. I don't want to be on depression medication for the rest of my life. I mean, I guess that wouldn't be the end of the world. But I don't know. Hopefully that's something that I can continue to work on. And maybe by using the law of attraction, I actually really can get that out of my life. Now that's something that I think I would have to focus on down the road, like when I don't have so much I'm trying to do at one time. But the law of attraction is like amazing. I started it probably a year ago when I actually knew what it was. But about 2 years ago by accident, when I just like changed myself and I decided, I was like, you know what? Don't worry anymore. Like, you're gonna have this boutique, you're gonna have the things that you want, you're gonna be okay. And ever since then, like, really my life has drastically changed. And that was without me even knowing what I was doing. Now that I do kind of know what I'm doing, like, I feel even more powerful, which is great. I mean, who doesn't love to feel powerful? And who doesn't love taking control of their own life? So I'm really grateful for that. I'm going to keep working on the law of attraction. Keep bringing amazing things into my life. And I hope that y'all do too. I would love for you to tell me some things that you've done with the law of attraction. Something that you did before you knew what the law was, after you knew, anything like that. Like, I love personal stories, so please, like, feel free to like leave me a comment, tag a friend who's into the law of attraction, anything like that. And we're just gonna keep getting more powerful every day, you guys. It's just, you know, you gotta put your focus on the positive things and just keep your chin up, because, you know, like, I have my up and down days. And that's fine. I mean, that's just a part of everyday life, but just don't stay there. If you're down, don't stay there. Get up, find a way to get up, find something that makes you happy, shift your focus from the negative to the positive, and just, keep being strong, because you really are strong. You've got the entire power of the universe inside of you, and just embrace that and attract beautiful things into your life, and just allow yourself to have that. That's one thing I'm going to work on, is just like letting myself know that it is okay to have the things that I want and the things that I ask for. Because, you know, humans are actually, there's an article about this in some like big scientific magazine, but humans are actually, we buck at change. Like, we don't like it. And we will actually fight for things to not change. And I mean, just look at society, like anything in politics or anything is like a big fucking deal to get it changed. So it makes sense if you think about it. But if we know that we don't like change, that gives us power, because you see where your weakness is. Your weakness is embracing change, right? So if you know that is a weakness, you can build on it and you can make it stronger. So, just like if you were going to the gym and you're like, oh God, like, my core is amazing, but my calves really need work. Which, actually, my core is not amazing, I'm just saying. But you can put your focus on that and you can build strength in those areas. So, whatever you fear, that is a huge message as to what you want. If you're scared of something, there's going to be two reasons. Like, it's telling you what you do and what you do not want in your life. So just always pay attention to yourself and how you're feeling, because that is your spirit, that is the universe telling you, or, you know, confirming with you who you really are. And just do what makes you feel good. If you get icky feelings from stuff, don't do that, okay? Like, just don't. If you have to, like, if you have icky feelings at a job and you have to have that job for bills and stuff, all right, suck it up, but focus on attracting something better into your life. Focus on attracting your dream job into your life, or a better work environment, or something like that. And just keep checking on yourself, keep discovering how you feel about things, and that's going to keep you in line with your true self, that's going to keep you in line with spirit, and that is going to make everything just attract to you so much easier. Because, you know, I mean, if you're going with the flow, it's a whole lot easier than going against the grain. And now I don't mean societally, I don't mean go with the flow and like be a sheep, because I don't believe in that at all. But go with the flow of the universe and go with the flow of your soul, and that will make things go easier. When you're being true to yourself, better things are going to come to you so much easier, especially if you just, because you're going to feel better when you do what's true to your soul. And when you feel better, you attract better and you're stronger. And I mean, that's kind of beautiful, really. Because I never allowed myself to be myself. I was always teased in my family, like the black sheep, and everyone would be like, oh, you're so weird. And so, like, you know, I mean, that'll fuck with your head. Which I've gotten over that a lot now. And, like, my family's weird. They're not as forward-thinking as I am. They're very okay in their bubble. And they're very okay in their way of thinking and not much else. And I'm into all sorts of things. Like, I want to know new perspectives. Like, I want to hear about all these different religions to kind of get an idea of, like, how people think and feel. But my family doesn't really care. They're just like, oh, what? Like, that's different from what I think. Fuck that. That's wrong. And, like, I've never been that way. Like, I've always been very empathetic and stuff. Like, I can empathize with anyone, which is really pretty cool, actually. It's very powerful. It can be very draining as well. But it tells me a lot about people. I can read people really fast and really well. And I've actually always been the type where, like, I just don't take any bullshit. Like, I had this boss one time, and she tried to pick a fight with me, and I was just like, bitch, no. Like, I see exactly what you're doing right now. Like, I'm not gonna play a part of that. Like, just because you're a bully doesn't mean you get to bully me. So I've always been kind of the black sheep of the family, but the law of attraction is really helping me line back up with myself. I feel all my chakras opening up and everything. Like, I mean, it's great. Like, I'm feeling better than I really ever have in my life, even though I still struggle with depression and anxiety a little bit, but I'm going to work on that. I'm gonna put some of my attention on that, and hopefully I'll be able to do something with it and ease some of that out of my life. And I'm just gonna keep focusing inwards, seeing how I feel about things, and acting accordingly. If it doesn't make me feel good, you know, if I'm not sure about it or something, like, I'm just not gonna do it. I'm just gonna be true to myself, really, is what it comes down to. And I hope that you do the same thing. Alright, that's all I'm going to say for today. Thank y'all. Like, this really helped me. I hope that it helped someone else. Just anyone. Like, one fucking person in the world. That would be beautiful for me. So, I don't know. I'm going to keep going forth and being positive and affecting people's lives in a positive way. And, I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good about that. So I hope y'all have a really great day, and I'm gonna get off of here. I'm gonna let y'all get back to it. Keep aligning with spirit, keep aligning with yourself. Just be good, you guys. That's the power of positivity. See you later.